When would you say that the music bug bit you? When do you think that you said to yourself, yeah, I want to be a musician?
Well, me particularly, both of my parents were professional singers as I was growing up. So as a little kid, I used to hang out in the back seat while they would practice their songs in the front. And I would inadvertently just, you know, kind of sing along with my parents and learn their parts and sing it that way. And I think it was one day my dad turned around, who is my largest, you know, music critic still to this day. And I was like, hey, little dude, you can sing. And knowing that I could do that, and basically shortly after realizing I could sing, it was, you know, meeting up with friends and singing, and then I grabbed a guitar, and then it all started kind of basically from there, but definitely having my parents let me know, like, hey, you can actually do this, was the big turn point for me, definitely.
What's the band's creative process like? Is it kind of like Kiss? Is there like one or two guys that do all the work, or is it like a full like joint collaboration? How's it work?
Well, it's kind of hit or miss. It depends on the particular song. Majority of the time, I'm the singer and lead guitar player, so I'll come to practice with an idea. And once we get around the guys and everybody kind of gets a feel where I was thinking the song was going, we'll all jam out on the music and see where else it leads. Usually, once we get the music down, I'll have already had ideas as far as melodies and whatnot. We'll go from that point, finish up the music as far as what sounds like to us with the melodies that we have, and then once it's done, I'll take the song home, write the lyrics, write it together, and get out. So it's collective in its own way.
All right, so speaking of which, how was Any More written? Is there a story behind the song?
Yeah, absolutely. Any More was written a little while ago, and it was about a person who I cared deeply for and no longer care deeply for. And it was written actually really fast. It was one of those moments where you come home from something that is just taking you over the edge, and you're just like, I'm going to write this down. And I wrote the riff maybe a week or two before and couldn't figure out what to put it with. And within about 30 or 40 minutes, I had written that song. And it was just one of those ones that kind of fell together. And it definitely fell together and got my point across, I think.
What do you think's on the band's bucket list? Like, what are the things that you guys want to get accomplished and, you know, the next couple of months or like the next year or so?
Well, we would really like to take it to the next level. I mean, right now we're in our infancy stages as far as breaking into the music scene. And we would really like to get out and tour, you know, maybe even have our own headline tour. That's something that we would love to be able to do within the next year. You know, we're slowly working our way to that point, but the bucket list would definitely be to play some really big shows and really just create a fan base and really get a nice foundation to what we'd like to do in the business for life.
Let's have a little bit of fun. In terms of, you already told us that you dig, you know, Seven Dust and Breaking Benjamin and bands like that, but what's like a song on your iPhone or your iPod that you absolutely love, but you're completely ashamed of the fact that you love it?
Oh, man. Yeah, honestly, I'm a huge fan of Ace of Base. Not gonna lie. Grew up listening to them, and for whatever reason, Ace of Base, Signs, I still rock out to that. To this day, I'll even grab my electric guitar and throw some metal riffs on top of it while I'm jamming it out. But to me, that's something I don't tell everybody. So that's something special for them.
In terms of collaborations with people, who are a couple of people that, like, sometime down the line you'd love to collaborate with?
I would love to work with Clint Lowry again. I got to work with him for a little bit on By Myself. Obviously, that was the slowest song on our EP. I would love to work with them on some of the heavier stuff. Definitely one of my one of my favorite guys to work with, and I'd love to work with again.
How do you think this album will be remembered in a couple of years, this EP, and why do you think someone should buy it?
Right now it's just an EP. Hopefully we're just kind of fluffing that we're going to release later on, and hopefully this is a great start. As far as people buying it, it's kind of hit or miss for us. You know, obviously we definitely want people to buy it. We'll never tell anybody that they should buy it. I mean, if they like the tunes and they really, really like the band, then of course, you know, help us out. Buy the album. To me, it's just, I think it's a good mix of some radio hits and some really good angry hate you songs.
All right, is there anything else that you want to say to our listeners about the band?
Yeah, I mean, we're a group of normal guys. We don't view ourselves as anything other than just a bunch of normal guys. I mean, we like to fish, we like to hunt, we like to, you know, we like cars, we like just normal things. We're just a bunch of normal guys who are trying to slowly work ourselves into making this into a job for us, full-time job for us. So